Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with AJ in for Niall all this week. Now to an email that we received from a listener. It's a good one. Have a listen and then let me know what you think. It says, hey AJ, I work as a hiring manager and recently I turned down an applicant, not because they weren't qualified, but because their mum came to the interview with them. That's right, a full grown adult brought their mum to a job interview and she even tried to answer some of the questions for him. I kept a professional, went through the motions, but let's be real, I was never going to hire someone who needed a chaperone for a basic interview. Now, some of my co-workers think I was too quick to judge. They say I should have focused on the applicant's skills and not their overly involved parent. But to me, if you can't handle an interview alone, how are you going to handle the actual job responsibilities? I would love to hear what your listeners think about this one. The world has gone mad. Have we reached peak helicopter parenting? Thanks, Jay. So there you have it. I want to hear your view on this. Should Jay have given the guy a chance or is this just madness? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. And if you have anything you want discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. Now, I'm going to go to David first. Hi, David.
Hi, AJ. When Romy called me and told me what the topic was, she achieved something that nobody else has ever done.
What's that? She made you speechless.
Got me to shut up.
Yeah. It's the first time you didn't say anything, David.
Absolutely right.
So what do you think now you've had a little moment to let it settle in?
I can't imagine what job would require parental oversight to attend the interview for. I was amazed the guy even bothered giving him an interview. I wouldn't.
He was probably just a bit shocked.
What are you doing here? I wouldn't have let him. It's a joke. The fact that the mother's done that, or their parents have done that bad a job in bringing up the kid that they can't handle a job interview, demonstrates everything that's wrong with Western society, really.
I mean, did he ask his mum to come, or did his mum just insist on going? I don't know.
Well, whichever. the fact that he, whether he invited or allowed it to happen, are equally reprehensible. I just cannot. I really cannot believe it. I can't think of. Jesus, I was going away on holidays, or going away on trips on my own from the age of eight.
Eight.
What?
Where did you go?
Well, I was doing things like going up to the Norfolk Broad sailing with groups.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, with groups, not just on your own. Like, oh, Mum, I'm going off on a holiday. I'm going off to Ibiza.
Well, I would certainly, going from home, you'd meet up at Potterheim or wherever it was with the rest. But I would travel on my own and do that on my own. Mm-hmm. On a most weekends, weekdays, whatever. I did a lot of sailing, and I was sailing. We had a little dinghy, a little 10-foot dinghy, and I would take that out to sea and sail along the coast. From Shoreham to Brighton, for instance, and do the race off Brighton, and then sail back at the end of it. That was, with himself and another guy or kid my age, 2 10-year-olds in a boat.
Something like sailing, I think, is great for kids to learn so much about responsibility and independence. There's certain things like that, but sailing is definitely is great, really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I when I joined the Navy, at the age of 18, I was in charge of a 43-foot yacht.
Wow.
Sailing it around the channel, sailing around the channel. Yeah, Martlet. I used to take it across the channel to the Channel Islands, whatever, from Dartmouth Naval College.
But, David, I know you did all of that, but when you went for a job interview, did you bring your mum?
Well, she wouldn't have. No, absolutely not. Mum, jeepers. When we were like 3, 4, 5 years old, he would walk us to school and walk us back again, and we would have to, and all that sort of stuff. But by the time we were six or seven, we would be, certainly seven or eight, we would be independent. We would transport ourselves to school and get ourselves home.
Who do you think's at fault for this, though? Do you think that this is just like an overbearing helicopter parent?
Or it's Irish mummies. Irish mummies are shocking.
Sweeping generalisation there, David.
but it's true. Irish mummies with their sons are appalling.
I will not be going to job interviews with my kids. Just let me get that out there.
I realised that you were a sensible individual when I fired back the Macron question the other night.
Oh yeah, you tested me.
Yeah, absolutely. You absolutely spot on right. You sort of, but yeah, the Irish mammies. Dealing with Irish mammies at rugby club and at rowing club, and some of the kids, you know, were just saying to Rowie, Romy, one day it was frost on the ground. It was icy on the ground outside the rowing club. So I was spreading some ice, so some salt on the, from a big bag which had salt across the front of it. I was spreading salt on the concrete. And one of these boys, 12 or 13 year old, came in and said, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, read the label." But yeah, it's getting worse. It is getting worse. You know, sort of kids not being allowed to do things. I can see, of course, there are good reasons. Obviously, the senior politicians or the political leaders are letting in very dangerous people, and are doing nothing about it. And security is getting worse by the minute for kids.
People could just be where they're afraid, because we were talking before the break and before the news about St. Patrick's Day, and Moira was saying that she would not go anywhere near Dublin City Centre, and she wouldn't bring her grandkids down to the parade. So yeah, there could be good reason for it. I've just had a message in, just going back to the St. Patrick's Day topic, someone saying that they're going to stay at home and watch the parade on telly, going to get their traditional dinner of bacon and cabbage and green jelly, and she's just wondering, do other people still eat them on St. Patrick's Day? So yeah, guys, do you still eat a traditional dinner of bacon and cabbage and some green jelly on St. Patrick's Day? Messages in 087-188-0008. David, stay with me there.
AJ, just on that point.
Yeah.
Tesco delivered my lump of ham today.
Ah, so are you going to do the bacon and cabbage?
Absolutely. And I'm not even Irish.
No, that's great. Sure, you're living here. You have to celebrate it. Right, let me go to Jerry.
I'm living here. Yeah. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
That's it. Let me just go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm grand, thanks. I'm grand. It's actually a fascinating email.
I know.
I'm wondering, is it even genuine?
So I wrote back to the guy, and I believe it's genuine. I believe it is, yeah. I had a couple of emails with him, so yeah, I do believe it's genuine.
Yeah, it's actually unbelievable, because I mean, if I was that employer, he would have come in, they would have come in the front door and out the back door.
Straight out.
I mean, I wouldn't have even tolerated that at all. Like, I wouldn't have even interviewed him. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, is it an overpowering parent? And if they pass the interview, what, they're going to give the job to the mother or the son?
They both be in to do the shifts.
Both of them get the job. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I take it that the son was probably over 18 anyway, was he?
Yeah, he was an adult. Apparently, he was in his 20s, he believes.
Well, there you go, AJ. I mean, if you think of something... even legally, if you're not saying I was ever arrested, if you were arrested, if you're over 18, the guards have no obligation to contact you because they're over 18 and parents aren't allowed in.
Yeah, that's
into
true.
The cell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what that parent was thinking of. That's absolutely crazy.
So what David was saying, it's like, oh, it's the Irish mammy, you know, just helicopter parenting.
Oh, I think that's worse than an Irish mammy. You know, I know Irish mammies are very protective. So are daddies, by the way.
Yeah.
But Irish mammies are very protective. But I think that's way, way over the top. That goes further than an Irish Mammy. That's something someone says you're wrong there.
So, I mean, obviously think that Jay should have given this chap the job?
I wouldn't even give him the interview.
Yeah, fair. You think
I definitely
he actually...
wouldn't have given the interview. I mean, I would have just looked at the show and said, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry, goodbye. Now, I mean, as I say, who's getting the job? The mother or the son? Like, I mean, God love him. I mean, I don't know whether the son was intellectually challenged or...
No, I don't believe he was, Jerry. That was my first thought. Yeah. But no, I don't believe he was.
And even so, she shouldn't have gone to an interview. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. It's actually unbelievable. The first thing I thought of was, would I take your word for it and I trust your judgment that it was a genuine email? But God love that young fella, that young man.
Yeah.
How he's ever going to get a job anywhere.
I know.
He has to bring his mammy.
Yeah, stop. God, I know. Bless him. We're just having a few texts coming in. Someone's having cold cannon and pork chops for dinner on Paddy's Day. Jerry, what are you having for dinner on Paddy's Day?
Well, unfortunately, Adrian, I don't want to get political about this. Unfortunately, I used to love every Paddy's Day, and I have a lot of children, and then I have a lot of grandchildren. I used to bring them into Paddy's Day parade, and I used to love it. And the treat was to go back to McDonald's and have the Shamrock milkshake.
Oh, yeah, they have that now again. Yeah, tastes like toothpaste.
And they have it now again. But unfortunately, now, we're all boycotting McDonald's, so we can't go.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to do then?
So well, do you know what's actually happened this weekend? So no choice this weekend. My daughter's actually getting married.
Oh, okay.
And she's getting married, so we're going to have a proper dinner. We haven't decided on the menu yet, but my daughter's getting married this weekend, so... We're going to be down in Wexford and we're going to be in a hotel. So wherever the hotel is serving, if they're serving bacon and cabbage, they certainly get it. I mean, that would have been the traditional dinner in my mother's house, got a restaurant, my dad's house. That would have been the traditional dinner. Like, we would have gone into the parade, would have got our breakfast, 4:00 in the morning, gone into the parade, come back and have the bacon and cabbage dinner. And it was actually a fantastic day.
Oh, that's great.
What's so sad about it?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, what I think so sad about the parade, and I think, now it could be wrong, I don't know who was the Minister of Art at the time. It actually could have been Michael D. Higgins. I'm not 100% sure. But they changed the whole parade, the Dublin parade. There used to be fantastic floats in it. They used to have ADT, the big alarm company, you had Coca-Cola. The big companies, Tato Crisp, but they had fantastic floats going through Dublin. And when they came in, I actually think it was Michael Higgins who changed it. They went into this sort of modern art type of stuff.
Okay.
And all that stuff just stopped.
Yeah.
They used the Guinness structures, that massive big floats going through it. They were really fantastic. Like, it was a great day out. But the praise these days are sort of modern art and... I'm not really impressed with it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it has changed. You're right. Like, I've noticed that in the last few years. I used to love it when I was a kid. But yeah, I'm not so fussed in the parades anymore. Anyway, guys, I'm going to have to go to the break. But thanks for both getting involved in that. The answer to you, Jay, is they probably wouldn't have even given him an interview. So you were very, very polite on interviewing this chap with his mom. So, you know, I think you got the answer you wanted, because I think he was feeling bad that he didn't give the guy the job. And but no, like I say, you guys wouldn't have even given him the interview.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.